I'm Theodore Henry with GIS Evening News for Monday, June 27. Coming up, government to assist agropark farmers in St. Thomas. Jamaica Defence Force participates in massive coastal cleanup. And In Sports Jamaica hands over baseball equipment to corporate area schools. The details after the break.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
They're my energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
Now the news. The Institute of Sports, In Sports, has handed over approximately $37,000 in baseball equipment to 20 corporate area schools. Executive Director of In Sports, Ian Andrews, says the equipment was donated by representatives of the United States-based Major League Baseball Association and forms part of efforts to increase the popularity of baseball locally. The equipment will be used to continue the In Sports Baseball Development Program, which will culminate in the staging of a championship tournament slated for next year.
When Little League and those persons internationally heard that we were starting a baseball program in Jamaica, they jumped with glee because they were saying, yes, Jamaica has speed, hand-eye coordination, because if people are willing to invest like that, it is clear that they see something in us all here.
Some of the schools that received equipment are Almontown Primary, St. Richard's, New Providence, Greenwich, Pembroke Hall, Tavares Gardens, and Marvelly Primary and Junior High. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, is again calling on Jamaicans to assist in protecting the nation's children. Mr. Green was speaking at the launch of the Child Ambassador Program and Break the Silence Photo Competition Award ceremony held on Monday at the Kingston and St. Andrew Parish Library.
We all have to take personal responsibility for every Jamaican child. I know in Jamaica we have a big thing about who is an informer. We are anti-informers. But we all have to commit to be informers in relation to our children.
The Child Ambassador Program will see children from various parts of the island assisting the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, in raising awareness about child abuse, missing children, and reporting procedures. Minister Green is lauding the new ambassadors for making themselves available to help fight issues affecting children across the country. Farmers at the plant in Garden River Agropark in St. Thomas, who incurred losses during the recent heavy rains, are to receive assistance from the government. Losses have been estimated at $65 million and include damage to crops, livestock, and infrastructure such as farmhouses and roads. The farmers will be given herbicides and cabbage, red pepper and hot pepper seeds and seedlings. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says the herbicides will be provided to the farmers by this weekend.
Once that is in place, we are going to have the seeds and the seedlings ready for them. And we are going to make sure that they have a tractor that will be able to get the land prepared.
And the Ministry of Health on Sunday partnered with the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, to execute a national coastal cleanup across four parishes. The event, dubbed Operation Tradewinds 2016, saw volunteers from several organizations, including the U.S. Marines, JDF, Jamaica Constabulary Force, and the National Environment and Planning Agency, coming together to destroy mosquito breeding sites in six locations. These include Sergany Beach, Kingston, Gunboat, Palisados Road, and Port Royal, Half Moon Bay Beach, and Old Harbor Bay, St. Catherine, Olds Jail Lane Beach, and Roxbury in St. Anne. Director of Environmental Health in the Ministry, Everton Baker, says over 80 health workers assisted in the cleanup.
It went very well and we impacted a number of communities. We went into Old Harbor Bay and Port Royal mainly, and we work along JDF on the six beaches.
Volunteers from the Ministry of Health assisted the operation by identifying, destroying, and treating mosquito breeding sites. The health workers also distributed educational material on the Zika virus and general vector control methods in the targeted communities. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.